suspected shooter captured. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Authorities learned during a press conference in the past hour that the gunman sought for killing three and injuring two others last night in a shooting on the University of Virginia campus was taken into custody.
Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
University Chief of Police Tim Longo says the suspect, Christopher Darnell Jr., is a student at UVA. President Biden held a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today along the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, discussing human rights, nuclear war, and the future of Taiwan.
The White House says President Biden objected to what it called China's coercive and increasingly aggressive actions towards Taiwan, the self-governing island Beijing claims as its own. President Xi is said by Chinese state media to have insisted that the Taiwan question is his first red line and at the very core of his country's interests. He also warned against a trade war, with both leaders agreeing to find ways to improve dialogue and ensure fair economic competition.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol violence to get phone records belonging to Arizona Republican Party State Chair Kelly Ward. She had asked that the request be halted while a lawsuit proceeds. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today visiting Kherson days after Russian forces retreated from the city they had captured.
People waited for Ukrainian army, for our soldiers, for all of us.
Kherson has had no power or running water and is now low on food. Democrats will continue holding a majority in the Senate next year, but House control has not yet been decided. Ballot counts continue in 19 races, with Republicans only needing 6 wins for a majority. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The United Nations is looking at a plan to make Russia pay for its war in Ukraine.
The UN General Assembly is set to vote on a plan that would create a register of all of the losses in Ukraine with an expectation that Russia pay financially for all the damage done. The resolution would not, however, have any legal power. Last week, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Milley said they believe Ukraine and Russia have each experienced 100,000 deaths or injuries. In Ukraine, that includes civilians.
It's clear that the fact of Russian military losses on the battlefield is having an impact on their ability to hold territory in Ukraine. We've seen that in Kharkiv.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that last week from the White House as Russia announced it was withdrawing from the Kherson region. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Turkish police say they've detained a Syrian woman with suspected links to Kurdish militants and that she confessed to planting a bomb that exploded on a bustling pedestrian avenue in Istanbul yesterday, killing 6 people and wounding several dozen others. Illinois is cracking down on so-called ghost guns.
Illinois' Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law that today bans guns assembled from kits or 3D printers with no serial numbers, making them untraceable. The law makes it a felony violation, the sale or transfer of so-called ghost guns, unless the sale is to a federally licensed firearms importer, dealer, or manufacturer. Illinois' law doesn't apply to guns that have been rendered permanently inoperable, antiques, or guns manufactured prior to October 18, 1968. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Federal officials are now investigating a mid-air crash between 2 historic military planes at a Dallas air show over the weekend. Saturday's collision left 6 people dead. Several videos posted on social media showed a fighter plane flying into a B-17 bomber. There were no injuries on the ground. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.